This is the Yukon Koyukuk Biographical Sketch Project, and today is the 20th of May, 1984. We're working on tape 7, and we're at the Fairbanks Patient Hostel. With me today are Johnson and Bertha Moses, and I'm Wendy Arendale. I thought maybe we could start out today, Johnson, with you telling us just a little bit about the wage work that you've done over the years. We've talked about the subsistence kind of work that you've had to do, but you said that you had some wage work too along the way, and it would be good to talk about that.
Yeah, okay. After we got married, that's the first time I think I started working for wages a little bit, you know, now and then. And the first wages I started in a mining camp at Indian Mountain. It's right behind Houston place.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too far from Houston.
Right.
There was a coal mine there. I think I worked about 1 month there, that's all. And the pay I was getting that time was something like $1.30 or $1.50 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
My first job I had, 1948. This was in June. This was in June. I worked there for about 1 month, and I got sick, so I got out of there and never go back to work. And later on, I told you about how we were working for to make little money with cutting logs and stuff.
Right.
That goes on every summer almost for a while. Then after a while, 1955, I got sick again. So I went to hospital. We had 4 children already then.
Mm.
I got sick. I got TB. This was, I guess, all winter, nobody knew, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting weaker and weaker all the time, but
mm-hmm.
I still work. I had to work here, run a camp, went to spring camp, and I got really sick, and go to town, and from town I had to go to hospital. Our priest, our bishop, Bishop Gordon, he was our bishop of Alaska,
mm-hmm.
Episcopal bishop, and
mm-hmm.
he got to Allakaket on June 12th. I think, 1955. I was sick. I had hemorrhage from the TB.
Oh dear.
So, on the 13th, June 13th, he took me to Fort Yukon. It was Episcopal Hospital there.
Uh-huh.
So, I stayed there for one whole year, 14 months I stayed in that one little place.
Mm.
By that time, they started making some kind of medicine for that TB to heal up, you know, for a person to heal up. So I recovered real good. And I went home 1956, August 6th, I went home. And the next year, I think I, 56, 57, I didn't do too much, you know, I think I stayed around. Mostly,
mm-hmm.
57.
When you say stay around, you mean stay around Allakaket?
Yeah, around Allakaket. And I go and out a little bit, you know, but not too much. I was kind of careful because I know what.
Sure.
I guess I was kind of worried about getting sick again.
Sure.
So,
sure.
58, I think I went to work for Hughes, cutting locks again.
Uh-huh.
I start working again, cutting locks. Would take locks down to Hughes and buy a little bit of food. There was not too much.
58, you work with Edward and Hughes for James.
It was 59, 60, I thought.
58, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
After we cut locks, I started work for James and Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes on for about a little over 1 month, I think.
Now, James is the fellow that runs the store.
Yeah, he runs the store there.
What did you do for him?
He was whip sawing logs at 58.
Mm.
I was making lumber, so we work with sawmill.
Mm-hmm.
And we work on his house, same time a little bit his store.
Mm-hmm.
We lift his house up and put new locks in bottom. Then it goes on for a while, I think, till sometime in August, and we'll get laid off and we'll go back to Alicatic ready for hunting again. So make just enough money to buy a little bit of food. It was nothing, I think it was $1.75 an hour
that mm-hmm.
we were working. Mm-hmm. 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day.
Yeah.
And on 59 in the summer, again, I went back to work for James. Their house burned down again. The house we worked on the year before, 58.
Oh, no.
That burned down. For the next year, we started work on different house then. We work on this, not too much, I think. I think we worked till end of August again, then we quit. Hunting time.
Mm-hmm.
Just make enough money to buy a little bit of food every time. Nobody make big money. I guess we were so used to that and it didn't bother us because when we were working for something, you know, mm-hmm. to buy food for our family.
Mm-hmm.
In 1960, I went back to work again for James. I think I worked a little longer that time, 60. For the same amount of money, $1.75 an hour. Anyway, that summer we dig ditches and everything in right behind the building. It was Edward, my oldest brother Edward, and he was our foreman.
Mm-hmm.
So we work under him. There's a lot of other people who work there. The whole summer, yeah, a month and a half about, we worked that time. And Bertha is working same time at Alec Hackett while she's down with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Little, I don't know, not too much to her, but she was always working now and then for to make money to buy food.
Mm-hmm.
So both of us work almost all the time. Then 61, I went back to work for James again. I don't know, work for a little while. I didn't work too long that time.
You didn't go to work for James in 61. You went to Hawk River in 61. That's the first time.
I know,
time.
But I got the, we went oh. down to Hughes and we come back and you know, for something. Mm-hmm. We cut locks or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to work in Hog River Gold Mine next in August 16, 1961.
Mm-hmm.
August 16, I can't forget the day I go to work for mining camp again.
Uh-huh.
So I was working with the, what they call, they have hydraulic, you know, they have a ditch, and long ditch on the hillside, over the hill,
mm-hmm.
over the, let water run over the, from different creek, over the hill,
mm-hmm.
and over to Nick's creek,
mm-hmm.
but it's the mining camp, the creek run into mining camp. It was really interesting. I never even worry about the money. I was making $1.90 an hour, 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
It was so interesting for me, you know, walking mm-hmm. in the ditch, watch the water. They got me to wash the water, make sure water don't cut through some place along the ditch. If there is wash out and along the ditch or the product right away,
mm-hmm.
somebody who take care of that would come along and
mm-hmm.
fix it up and let the water run in the ditch.
Mm-hmm.
The water run uphill for about 2 or 3 miles.
Oh my goodness.
They have ditch,
you know, mm-hmm.
ditch about probably about 5 feet deep, look like, you know, and it's about 8 or 10 feet wide.
Uh-huh.
There's like bank on the side because they dig that with the cat.
Mm-hmm. So you were like a ditch walker?
Yeah, I was a ditch walker. I was kind of afraid of the animals around there. This was in the mountain, you know.
Yeah.
Hog River gold mine. But the animals didn't pay no attention to us, you know.
Well, that's good.
They were so used to that, I guess. A couple of times I see black very close, but I never try to watch it or anything. I just mind my own business, too. Trying to stay away from them.
Mm-hmm.
I did that for, that's August 16 until October, sometime first week in October. Then it freeze up, the ditch freeze up.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no more water along the ditch, no can watch the ditch no more. And they sent me home again. 62, I went to work about the same time again. August.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the day that time. I went to work about the same time, then I worked for them all fall. I worked till November this time, from August, middle of August. I got on the dritch. I started to be an oiler
mm-hmm.
on the dritch. So the next spring, I go to work April 6, I think.
Mm-hmm.
63.
Mm-hmm.
April 6. And I work all summer, take 1 week off in September. Still dollar something an hour I was getting.
Mm-hmm.
I think when I was ditch walker, I was getting somewhere on $1.30 or something like that. And I started getting paid higher, it was $1.90.
Mm-hmm.
That's an oiler.
Mm-hmm. Did you like being an oiler?
Yeah, I liked that. 8 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
working in the dritch. The dritch worked 24 hours
yeah.
around the clock.
Were those dredges really noisy?
Noisy.
Excuse me.
You can hear nothing. That's why I lost part of my hearing, I think, because I was an oiler. And first I start with decker, what they call decker, is you watch the back and there's gravel coming down the
mm-hmm.
big screen about
mm-hmm.
5 feet. And diameter of the screen,
mm-hmm.
all the gravel going from on the top, and they come down rolling, banging around, because the big screen is just rolling steady. And water's running in from all directions to wash the gold out through those, through the screen.
Mm-hmm.
It was noisy. I worked the whole summer in 63 in that place. Towards fall, there started to be oiler. You know, I think they were short of oiler, so they got me to be oiler. But still worse yet. But I left the job of oiling.
Mm-hmm.
64, went back to work again. I was oiler to July, sometime middle of July.
Mm-hmm.
And winchman quit. They were short of winchman. Winchman is the one who ran the dritch, you know,
mm-hmm.
back and forth, digging
mm-hmm.
the ground, everything. So they got me to be winchman, the dritch master. I had a hard time. I couldn't learn that real, real easy, you know,
mm-hmm.
kind of hard for me.
Complicated,
I think. It was easy for the other people, you
yeah.
know, but for me it was hard. But anyway, I was winchman. From in there on, from the July 1964, all the way till 68 June. You know, I work 65 all summer winching, 67 all summer winching, 67 all summer, then 68 I start from April to June.
Mm.
I quit. Winching was $2.75 an hour, 8 hours a day.
Wow.
You quit so you could build our house?
Yeah, I quit in 68. I want to build a house. And she told me our boys want daddy to, because they never see me all summer, they can't hunt.
Mm-hmm.
They never see me all summer long. So we started building our house in 68.
Mm-hmm.
I think we finished our house sometime in October, 68.
Is that a log house?
Log house.
Mm-hmm.
who were living in little house before that, 18 by 20.
Mm-hmm.
With a big family.
How many kids did you have at that time?
Well, 11.
But
some of them was out.
They,
yeah, you could tell her too, oh, but that same thing.
Oh, yeah. They leave for high school in end of August.
Uh-huh.
Then they come back in May.
Oh, right.
And they never see their dad, but maybe for once a year, the older ones.
Oh, yeah. Then he'd be gone when they were
back. Yeah. And then in first part of July, I usually take them down to fish camp. And then we put up tents. We put up two tents. One for the older kids and one for me and the younger ones.
Mm-hmm.
So we never really stay in the village during the summer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just for a short time. Then you got to talk about, you got to go a little faster now. What?
Yeah.
What?
That's what? All right.
Where are you now? 69?
Yeah. 68.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then after, I think 69, then.
Firefighting. At home. He didn't go to work.
Mm-hmm. I never go to work, no place. Start firefighting. Every time there's fire, mm-hmm, fighting someplace, and I work firefighting. It's not very long.
Mm-hmm.
That's the year you went down to Kenai, too. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
They firefight all summer for 69.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a real dry year?
Mm-hmm.
Most part of the summer.
In 1970.
You was working for D&H.
Oh, yeah. 1970, I went to work for D&H. They called D&H. I don't know. They were starting pipeline highway.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody always at me barking every morning. Everybody start that next. Yeah, okay. It's 1970. I go to sitting next to starting high school,
mm-hmm,
out of Live and Cook. That's, I don't know how many miles out of Sherbank, Fairbanks, north,
mm-hmm,
of Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm. So, this was like the
hall road? Yeah, the hall road. They were starting that. Between Yukon River and Livingston got the road,
mm-hmm,
the building road.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Tanner Chief doing that. They got me to work, and I didn't even work 5 days, I guess, and I got sick again.
Oh,
dear. So, it was the end of my job. I went back home.
What were you going to do for them?
I was
seeding. Mm-hmm.
I was planting sheets on the road on the site where they tear up the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And I was working with seeding.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of little machine, you know, you pack the sack of grass sheets and,
mm-hmm,
spray it all over,
mm-hmm,
outside the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And I got sick and went to the hospital and I never go back.
What did you have?
I don't know. I just fall down while I was working.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's seizure.
Yeah.
Just only one time, too.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad it was only one time, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they took me to Anchorage, and I stayed in Anchorage for a while, and I went home. 71, I think.
No, that's 70 yet.
Oh, 70.
Then you start working in Bettles.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
With, what do you call?
No.
District.
You know, I start with school district first.
No. You work in Bettles FAA.
Yeah, I start with the school first.
Oh.
Yeah, I start working at 70 yet.
Uh-huh,
I start working for the Yukon Kaihook School District in Bettles.
Mm-hmm.
They were digging ditch, you know, putting in water lines and stuff, and they had somebody to kind of clear the ditch, you know, level it with shovel and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I worked there for about 1 week, maybe 2 weeks. Then I finished that work.
1970?
Yeah. Uh-huh. If they finished that work, then the FAA was working. they do repairing buildings.
Mm.
So before I got off work, they asked me see if I would like to work for them. They watched me work over just next, about 100 yards away from them every day.
Mm-hmm.
And this, their foreman was really nice, because he always come over and talk with me. And he asked me see if I would like to work for him for a while after I get laid off in the Yukon High School District. I tell him, okay. So as soon as I get laid off from Yukon Kayak School District, then I move over to FAA.
Mm, okay.
Start helping tearing the buildings down a little here and there.
Mm-hmm.
There was one building they tear down. So I work with them. I start drive, pick up, and haul all the scrap lumber away down to the dump and everything.
Mm.
I work that all for about you. 1 month.
No, more than that. You come home in almost middle of October.
Oh, yeah. I work quite a while then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good pay now that time. I forgot what I was getting.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, anyway, it was good money now.
Mm.
Then the next year, I went back to work for FAA. April. I forgot what in April. And I started working with carpenters. I was a carpenter helper.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of pack lumber around for them and work with forklift and everything lift. All the heavy lumber, pick it up from different places and take it over to the carpenters where they can work with big, I don't know how many plywood, one bundle.
Mm.
Lift it up with forklift. They teach me how to. Anyway, I was learning how to drive a little bit, you know. Almost everything from Hog River, that was a good school for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Hog River Gold Mine, they let us drive car, pick up they have, and everything beside the dredge, dredging.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of learned those things a little bit, you know, and I went to work for FAA, and they let me drive, pick up, and everything.
Sure.
So, forklift. 72, this was 71, in 72 I went back to work again for FAA again.
Mm.
And I didn't work very long. I think I worked till about 1 month, I guess. Thank luck I didn't work very long for them.
About over a month.
Yeah, over a month. And there was, I didn't lack it there, you know, because I changed job now by that time. The FAA carpenter work was over.
Uh-huh.
And I was getting good money, carpenter then. The FAA wanted me to work year-round job. They were trying to give me year-round job, $4.50 an hour, 8 hours a day,
mm.
Year-round job. And they would find a place for our whole family in the FAA.
Uh-huh.
And I worked for them for not very long, and I didn't like it, so I quit in one time.
What did they have you doing, Johnson?
They was going to let me be a maintenance around FAA.
Yeah.
Maintenance guy.
Yeah.
Then I quit. I didn't like it, that $4.50 an hour, because I already worked big money. And I didn't like to move away from Malakak at that time with our little kids.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
We were drinking too much. We couldn't stay right by the liquor store in Bedlish, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, there was liquor store and bar right in Bedlish.
Mm.
So I didn't like that, and I quit and go home.
Then you firefight all that summer next?
Yeah. 72?
Yeah,
72. Firefight all summer. Then 73.
Hardly.
Firefight again.
Hardly anything.
Yeah, there was.
You had hardly any job, yeah. 73.
Mm-hmm. There was hardly any kind of job that summer. Then 74, I went to.
Two.
I come to Fairbanks to try to get a job on Hall Road pipeline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there was a whole bunch of us coming to town to try to get a job, and we all got on. And they got me to be a get a job under. Call them now.
Culinary Union. No.
Culinary Union, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, you take care of the house, you know.
Uh-huh.
Clean the beds and change.
You couldn't pass that time, but you couldn't pass to do harder work because your x-ray, you stayed longer in Fairbanks because you couldn't pass his x-ray. I don't know, it's so scarce, I guess.
Yeah.
And he couldn't pass and he stayed long time.
Yeah.
Then they've just put him in culinary.
Yeah.
Even he do carpenter and everything before.
Yeah.
You didn't talk for yourself, that's why maybe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't quite talk for myself. Maybe tell me you want to be culinary, so I said, okay. Just left that, you know. I never say what I could do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So I work for them till sometime in August again, from May, I think. Sometime
mm-hmm.
in May, off and on.
Mm-hmm. Did they pay good wages?
That was the big wages, you know. That I forget, 900 a week, I think. That was really big money for our family.
Sure.
Yeah, then I didn't work too long on pipelines. Quit again.
No, them. Our three boys were just teenagers now.
Yeah.
Then I say they really need. That's when I told you they really need you now at home.
That's an important
time. A really important time for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I quit work again, and after that, I started work around home. That's 75. I firefight now and then work around home. They start with jobs around home, you know, building houses now and then. I forget 29. Anyway, I work.
75. Yeah, that's when you guys built those houses. 75.
Yeah.
Was this like government housing?
Hut housing.
HUD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I started working that kind of work again in that run home.
Seasonal. Really
long, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was not very long, maybe 1 month, just more than a month.
Mm-hmm. Was that like carpentry work?
Yeah, I've been carpenter.
And then 79 and 80, you guys built the gym and you work with the carpenters then.
Yeah. Because they were building gym in Halifax.
For the school?
Yeah, for the school.
Mm.
That didn't last too long too because.
But it was really good pay.
Yeah, good pay. My job didn't last very long.
Mm-hmm.
Because the carpenters finished the outside real fast and the inside work was different people. After work, different carpenters, you know, special carpenters for inside work and framing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was working for. And after that, I started working for the school district again. They were building two apartments one spring. That was before that.
Mm-hmm. That was 1979, springtime.
Yeah.
Then you get on to the gym next that same summer.
Yeah, same summer, yeah.
Mm. That was 78. You guys built those two buildings.
Oh,
they had school in it that year.
Yeah.
And next year you start in
the
gym.
Yeah.
The school and gym.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This was the apartments were housing for teachers?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
for teachers, yeah. There were two buildings.
Then 79 and 80, that's when you guys built the big school and the gym.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And 81, what did I do? 81, firefight, I think that's all.
I don't remember.
Yeah, a firefight.
Mm-hmm.
Someplace. You know, that's good money too for a fight for sometime 20 days is the, that's how long we'll work one time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 81 you add on to our house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you work a little bit in firefighting in spring, then you add on.
Yeah.
You built the addition.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We put addition to our house in 81.
Mm-hmm.
Originally a loft building, 18 by 20. So our house get a little longer than.
82.
You work in Bettles. Bettles.
Oh, yeah, 82. I work in Bettles, building house again. For somebody else, but still a thousand. And last year, I didn't do too much.
You work a lot at home.
Yeah, I work.
I forgot who you work for.
For Tenet Chief again.
Contractors.
The contractors.
Are you planning to work this summer?
I probably will work this summer. Off and on.
Anyway, let me see. Oh. Anyway, he stayed away almost 17 summers in a row working, you know. I counted it before. The shortest was about 6 weeks. Okay.
Bertha, we've been talking about Johnson's experiences in terms of working. You've worked too. Can you tell us a little bit about the kind of work that you've done outside of your home?
Yes, the first job I ever got to work for wages was to work for the co-op store they had in Elkhackett. It was, they called it AK store. So I started clerking in 1956, 2 hours a day for 2 times a week. 3 hours a day, 2 times a week, and I was getting paid, I think, $50 a month for a long, first I think it was only $20 a month, and for a long time I made $50 a month clerking. Then after that, I become the manager. That's when I start making $50 a month when I switch over to manager. 6 hours a week I get paid, but wait, yeah, 6 hours a week, and but I used to take the work home and do it at home, and I work as a manager in the store for 6 years, 6 hours a week. Pretty soon it got little longer. I used to take all the papers home and do it at night after my children go to bed. And in that 6 years, I managed it. It grew pretty much. I was getting, the highest I was getting paid now was, I think, when I finally resigned in 1961 or 62, I think it was 61 I resigned. I was now making $150 a month. And I resigned because I thought we had a lot of little children. I thought they needed me more at home, and I thought it was not worth it. I did it mostly just to help out anyway too, and nobody wanted to pay me much, so, and I didn't really care at that time, but it got to be a little bit hard work for only $150 a month. Then on top of that, I was doing voluntary work as a community health aide too. From 1958, I did voluntary. Like if somebody had pneumonia or real sick, then I usually treat them with antibiotics. I had I fill out a certain form so I could give medicine in emergencies. I took care of only emergencies when I was voluntary health aide up to 1968 or early 69. I started getting paid. It was $180 a month, and I thought, gee, that's a lot. And I kind of be on call only for emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
And before...
Excuse me, was there another health aid in the town, or were you the only health aid?
No, I was the only one.
Uh-huh.
There was no one. Before that, there was the RN. So now and then we had an RN who was the priest's wife.
Oh,
and
right.
Uh-huh, now and then we had her. Then gradually they just don't come around anymore. Then I was the only one. And by the time I was getting paid 180 a month, I had worked voluntarily for 11 years. And I didn't mind because I was my own boss and nobody, if I don't do anything, if I'm not available, nobody feel bad about it or anything because I was just voluntary anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I come and go as I please, go out to the village, I'll go out to camp and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And people get by pretty good. And everybody went to camp anyway. I usually stay away about 6 weeks and go back. And then health aid, every year we get a raise. Until I never did quit. I become a community health practitioner. You know, I keep taking training every year and gradually go up. And then last year in April 1983, I was transferred over here to be the house manager for this Tana Chief Patient Hostel. And I've worked here a little over a year now.
Very good. Very mm-hmm. good. Let's go back just a little bit and talk about what it was like having children when you were having your family. Did you have your children in Allakaket?
Yes. I've had, let me see, I had five oldest ones in Allakaket. They were born in Allakaket. And some of them were delivered by midwife, and some of them were delivered by an RN who happened to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have them at home.
Mm-hmm.
And about 3 or 4 days after I have the baby, then I'm up and working again.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't hard for me. We had, I nursed all of them, and that really helped. Then we don't have to buy milk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I believe in nursing babies. I think it's very important that babies are nursed because you give them immunity, like if you had you had all the viruses, and then while you're nursing the baby and older children catching colds, and it's sort of that baby gets it kind of light because you're giving him immunity
mm-hmm.
while you're nursing them.
Right.
And sometimes if they have the measles too, and you're nursing the baby and you had had measles before, they get it really light. I know one of my babies did that. They had the measles really light,
mm-hmm.
and which is really, it's a virus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's really dangerous to, for kids to get it. You have to be really careful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it helps too. It, you don't have to spend a lot of time washing bottles and it's, if you're not careful, you can get bacteria into the milk, and babies have a lot of diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
And they could get dehydrated and die from diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that they nurse at least 6 months. At least 6 months, if not 9 months or more.
Mm-hmm.
Some people nurse till over a year. And I nursed most of them. as long as I could, sometimes until the next baby was born. And we've had two on diapers a lot of times, and we used cloth diapers, never did have no Pampers. And sometimes I get tired because we have, sometimes I think we were having them too close together, and we didn't have much time for rest. But then still, when I remember back, it wasn't that hard, because when you're young, you can do anything. You can, you don't have to sleep too long, and you have a lot of energy to work on the kids.
Mm-hmm. Did you have help at all from your family when, especially like when the first youngest ones were born? Did any of your sisters or anyone like that come to help you?
Maybe only once. I had my youngest sister stayed with me just before I had my fourth one. Because Johnson was out trapping beaver, and it was really important. It was in March. So my real youngest sister stayed with me. She was about 13 or 14.
Mm-hmm.
And she stayed with me for a few days. And then right after the baby was born, Johnson still had to go out to pull out and to trap a little more and pull out beaver snares and everything. So she stayed with me just for a little while, then she went back. That was the only time anybody ever stayed with us while after we have our children. Usually Johnson stay home just about when the baby is ready to be born. He would stay around at home, and then right after the baby is born, he would pile up wood and get some... make sure the wood is all cut up this time. So all we have to do is bring it in.
Mm-hmm.
Then in about 4 or 5 days, he would go out again.
Mm-hmm.
Then we didn't have any dogs around the house. Then it would be just the only work we would have to do is the older kids get a little bit big enough so they could go down to the river and carry enough water and bring the wood in, and they clean up a little bit. So on and on, it was hard work, but I think I really enjoy it because I love my little one so much.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when the first time I had a baby in the hospital, and I thought I really had a hard time because I was used to having them at home. And the number six I had in 10 in the hospital. And I enjoyed them really lots. If I had to live my life over again, I would have my 11 children again.
Mm.
And I like having little ones. I think we were really blessed with them.
Mm.
And they were all pretty healthy except the number 10 had, she was born, they call her a blue baby.
Mm.
And she had two heart surgeries. And she's doing okay. And it's really a blessing to have your own children, your very own. And we didn't have too much problem with them when they were growing up. They had discipline. Every once in a while, I would be shouting and just scolding real hard, but it wasn't all the time. I don't think I spanked them very much. I didn't believe in spanking as a discipline, because I think I got spanking only once in my life, maybe, when I was growing up, so I didn't believe in it.
Mm.
And I didn't believe in shouting all the time or just hollering at them either. Steady. I started a little bit to do that when my oldest ones were becoming teenagers. But my mother-in-law, Cesar Bergman, she was really wise. She told me not to shout. She said, Hata Havagil Haniha. That means talk easy with them if you want to train them to be good people.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried real hard. And one time I remember when they were smaller, I used to get so mad at them and just try to shout all the time. And I remember praying about it, and I think I got help to that time when I pray about it, and so I wouldn't abuse them.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It was really hard not to. Once in a while, I get mad.
I can see with that many kids how you get really frustrated sometimes.
Mm-hmm. But then toward the end, it was easier. The older ones help.
Sure.
They really help. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think we better turn this over.
Okay.
We're going to run out here.